Merry Christmas. You know, I love the month of December because we understand that Christmas is just that. It's about Christ, right? We want to make sure that Jesus is the reason for the season. Many times as we're, you know, going about shopping and you get really busy, you get to thinking about the gifts under the tree instead of the gift who hung on the tree. Of course, Jesus. And so I want to tell you that it is about Jesus. Don't get all stressed out. That's what my talk is about today. And this whole month, we're just going to be celebrating the victories that you are going to see in 2020. These are your banner years, right? Some of you have said, hey, I listen to the podcast every week across the country. How do I give or tithe to Faith Church? You can just go to faithchurch.com and give online, or you can text from your phone. You just text the number 77977, Faith, O-N-L, and you can give there. Again, that's 77977, Faith. And you can just put the online campus by saying ONL and you can give there. And again, thank you for asking. Thanks for sending the emails and commenting and saying, how can you support? Because it truly is through your generosity that we can reach more and more people each and every week through the podcast, television outreach, and all the things we do around the world. Let's get right on into today's podcast.
Now, but when I start this message, and I love streaming because today I'm not running up and down the highway from Sunset Hills to Earth City to Sunset Hills, blah, 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 blah. I get a little more time. So if you're new today, you're going to love it because my presence in a room is not necessary, although I'm here through live stream, but God's presence is necessary. And during this season, God has been speaking to me, in particularly about you, about the thing that you've been going through and the thing that you're going to. And sometimes when you're going to something, you'll be going through something. Anybody ever notice that? Raise your hand if you've ever noticed it. I don't see everybody's hand. Let's try it at all campuses. Raise your hand if you've been through some stuff, right? You were singing a song. Never could have made it. No, I never could have made it. That guy wrote that song because he was in trouble, right? Been through some trouble. But the key ingredient is you're going through it and you're going to something. So the enemy and the enemy of your soul has tried to keep you back thinking it would never happen. But then all of a sudden, think about Jalen's story. All of a sudden, Jalen is in an Uber. He's not making much money because I can tell you right now the church doesn't pay Jack. I work there. Can I get an amen? They pay weekly, very weekly, right? But then he's spending his own intern money, which is hardly any money, costing him sometimes $50 in an Uber, so all of his profits are going away, but what he was actually doing was sowing a seed. Now, he didn't know he was going to go from the back seat of an Uber to the front seat of a Mustang Sally. Oh, you better slow your Mustang down. And God took him from this seat to the other seat. And that's what kind of my backdrop is about today, is we're going to take you from the mentality of being, be our guest, picture a towel. Be our guest. I'm in a singing mood today. I want to take you from a servant mentality, a slave mentality, to understanding who you are and what you have in Christ. That the Bible says that you are now seated with him in heavenly places, and whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose. Come on, Ferguson, help me right now. Come on. All campuses ought to give God praise. How you see yourself really determines what you will be. If you can see it, you can be it. Shout it. If I can see it, I can be it. Come on again. What? If I can
see it, I can be it.
So now Jalen goes from this to that. He was sowing a seed, didn't even know that it was going to be a quick work. He came in on a Tuesday night with no car. He leaves with the car, because God said, I know the plans I have for you, they're for good and not for evil, to bring you to an expected end. In other words, there is an expected destination for you that God has, and you know in your heart that there's more for you. Raise your hand if you know there's more for you. God said that I have given you the desires of your heart. I will give you the desires of your heart. Now, here's the trick God plays on you. He actually puts the desire in your heart from the factory. Like with me, if you think about Ferguson Florson right now, 17 acres of responsibility. If you think about if you're sitting in Earth City right now and you look at 177,000 cars driving past the highway, football fields, just the roof is a football field, okay? And then if you think about Sunset Hills, you think about Weldon, and you think about all that, who in the world would want to say, someday I want to be responsible for football fields, a parking lot, and I want to think about buildings, and I want to have meetings on Monday mornings about stuff, about more stuff, and about meetings, about the meetings, about the meetings, and the meetings, and meetings, about the meetings. My dad always told me, don't do that. Just pastor a nice little small church. Just do your thing. You don't want to do all those programs. You don't want to do outreaches. You don't want to go to Haiti. You don't want to do all that. But my dad told me this, which was right. if you were doing it in the natural. But God, my Father from the factory, put in me, I want you to have childbearing hips so that you can plant churches so people can come in who need help and people will come to help and you will change the world. Somebody ought to give God praise and make it a better place. Is it making sense? Raise your hand if it makes sense to you. I just want to give a shout out to the audio guy and say you're doing a great job. Give it up for it. It just sounds perfect. Video sounds perfect. So God takes him from the back to the front. So I need your expectation to get high because we're going into a new season. Now, here is the part that I'm trying to decide if I want to give you this part or the word first. And I think we'll go for the Bible first. It says this about the Queen of Sheba in chapter 10. It says, when the Queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord, she came to prove him with hard questions. She came to Jerusalem with a very great train of camels that bear spices with very much gold. Let's all shout that together. Very much gold. To the tune of 4.5 tons of gold. That's a lot of gold. How many of y'all know an ounce of gold is worth about $1,400? But 4.5 tonnage of gold is a whole lot of gold. That's mayonnaise gold. Mayonnaise, a lot of gold up in that train right now, right? And instead, she came with silver. They didn't even count that. Spices, precious jewels, diamonds, emeralds, pearls. She came with all this stuff because she was a queen from a kingdom, but she heard about Solomon in all his wisdom. Did you remember this, that the Bible said that wisdom is the principal thing? That it's not really necessarily just education. Education through formal education is great. It gives you some information and education and helps you somewhat. It certainly gives you a lot of student loans. But the wisdom of God welling up on the inside of you by the way of the Holy Ghost can change you into another person, can change the way you think, can change the way you live. Some of you have been educated, but you think, what is missing in my life? It's the wisdom of God that makes rich and adds no sorrow with it. Wisdom gives you information and power that you can actually use in 2020 for you to see the maximum results that you have. I'm talking about all property going back to its original owner. I'm talking about all prisoners being released. I'm talking about all debts being canceled. Wisdom is going to be the missing ingredient for most people. So it says that she brought all this gold. Now, I love this. In verse 4, it says, and when the Queen of Sheba, now she's familiar with riches. She came with tons of gold. When she saw Solomon's wisdom and the house that he had built. Notice that God's not against material things. God said, I will bless you. He said, I will give you all good things richly for you to enjoy. So she said, I saw his wisdom, but when I saw that boy's house, this house was more than anything I had ever seen on MTV Cribs. In other words, sometimes God needs to bless you so people pay attention to you. Some of you got great ideas, but you have no backing, no money, no house. So nobody, it's assumed that people are intelligent just because they got some nice stuff. I'm telling you that God is going to take his people from the back seat of an Uber to the front seat of their own car, whatever that looks like in your world, and people are going to start paying it. Somebody ought to shout amen. People, God's telling me, God's people are going to be heard. People are going to know that there's a God in Israel, and they're going to see your wisdom and say, oh, you should see that girl's wisdom. And then somebody else say, but did you see her house? Because God wants to bless his people. Everybody shout, that's good. Look at your neighbor and say, he's a good preacher. I'm coming back next week. Because he's so nice to me. Verse 6 says, and she said to the king, it was true what the reports that I heard on the streets about you. The wisdom. Howbeit, I believe not the words until I came with my own eyes. 2020 vision with my own eyes. 2020 vision. I had to see it for myself. And then she said, the half had not been told. It wasn't even half what they told me. It was a half truth compared. Look at this. I'm here to tell you that he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all you could ever ask or imagine according to the power that works within you. Who's expecting 2020 to be the greatest year of your life? Who's expecting debt cancellation? Who's expecting your kids to get off drugs? Who's expecting to lose the weight, beat the cancer, defy the odds? I'm talking today to somebody who'll grab a hold of this by faith and realize God put those desires in your heart, and if he brought you to it, he's going to bring you through it, and ain't nobody mad but the devil, and it's going to be a aloud. I'm preaching good right now. The half hadn't been told. Verse 10. And she gave the king 120,000 talents of gold. That's a whole lot of gold. Verse 13. And King Solomon gave the queen of Sheba her desire. Whatever she asked, all that information she needed that she did not have. Besides that, Solomon gave her of his royal bounty, and she turned and went to her own country to show her servants. In other words, she learned the word at Faith Church. Out of the abundance of her heart, she took it back to her insurance agency, took it back to her dental practice, took it back to her marriage, took it back to her ministry, and she came back with, oh yeah, I sowed gold, but I reaped wisdom. And if you get wisdom, you will get more gold. And that is about to happen to you. Not everybody. Not everybody's going to do this. If it is easy, everybody would do it. But you have to have a determination to say, you know what? Like Jalen, I know I'm spending my own money and I'm not making any money, but I want to be in the house of God. I know I'm sitting here and nobody will drive me, but I'm going to take an Uber and I'm going to get my little Uber app and I'm going to go there, and then someday maybe God will bless me. And guess what? He said, God, whatever that line was, I forget what it was, but anybody remember the last thing he said? You know, I was looking for God to take care of me and he sure did, or something like that. Now, in my natural mind, when God spoke to me that about him that night, that God was going to give him a car, I was thinking like a 1989 Ford Nissan held together with honk if you love Jesus bumper stickers. I mean, come on, somebody help me right now. Any car that's a car is good when you're a young kid. I was thinking low, God was thinking high. I was thinking, yeah, that'd be nice. It's going to be good. But then God's thinking, now I'm thinking silver Mustang, 40th year anniversary edition. I'm thinking black drop top. So when Jalen drives back to the neighborhood where he lives, when he drives in, people go, how'd you get that car? And he's going, it was a quick work. I got to tell you what I did. I went to church. I served God. Come on, somebody. I was playing in the band during the revival, and people started getting healed when I prayed. People came out of wheelchairs when I prayed. Deaf ears were healed when I prayed. He did it for me, he'll do it for you. He's not selling drugs. He's not selling dope. He's not serving the world. He's not a rapper walking around thinking it's got to be this, it's got to be that. He's saying, no, it was Almighty God who gave me the wisdom, who gave me the power, who gave me the might to have a breakthrough like nobody else got. And then he drives off singing, I'm doing a new thing, says the Lord. Come on. Oh yeah, I'm doing a new thing, says the Lord. What's it gonna be? Come on, Earth City. It's gonna be a... Come on, all campuses. It's gonna be a... All right, y'all buck wild. Sit down right now. Quick work. Gonna be a quick work. Everybody shout, gonna be a quick work. You didn't have a husband to celebrate Christmas with in 2019. And then in 2020, you realize, I got to go buy some Brut and some Old Spice and some Polo because I got me a man. I always shoot the budget low. Remember Jalen's car? Brut. Some woman like, if he wears Brut, I know I ain't marrying that man. I want some Ferragamo black up in here. Somebody give me some Sauvage. Look at your neighbor and say, you smell good, you married? You smell good, you smell good. Especially if you're married to him. Come on, somebody. Quick work. You got a bad report in 2019? They said, it's terminal. And you say, ha, 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 my God is a God that heals me from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. Psalms 107:20 says he sent his word. The wisdom of his word is alive on the inside of me. And with long life, he will satisfy me and show me his salvation. Growths and tumors do not grow in my body. I am healed, delivered, set free, on fire, filled with the Holy Ghost and full of the word. Oh, yeah, but what about Christmas time? My God shall supply all of my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I do not have a fear of running out for faith and running over. I'm blessed coming in. I'm blessed going out. And everything my hands touch turns to good. I make more money on accident than most people do on purpose. I'm not looking at my checkbook because that is a source, but I serve the source. My job that I lost was a source, but it is not my source. My God is my source. See what I'm saying? Y'all follow along what I'm saying right now? It's good for mental health. This will do for you what psychiatric help cannot do. This will do for you what medicine will not do for you. This will do for you what Oprah won't do for you. This will do for you what Dr. Phil won't do for you. This is Dr. James talking about, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become brand new. Sunset Hills, I see you, Earth City. Ferguson, Weldon, I want you to understand that it is Sunday morning, and it is the Sunday morning where God is doing something on the inside of you, and the devil has tried so hard to keep you out of church this weekend, but you make sure that every service throughout the rest of this year, you say, for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord, because we're going to exit strong, because we're going to land hard in 2020. Now, the Queen of Sheba. I want to put up a picture of what some people believe she looked like. She was a person of color. She was a person who was seeking wisdom. That's good. Now, I have something to tell you prophetically. God speaks to me. I pray a lot about these services. I don't come up here with just a sermon talking about the candy cane. Nothing against the candy cane, but a lot of preachers this weekend are preaching about a candy cane, and when you leave, you get a free candy cane. And you leave and go, here's my little candy cane. It's a striped candy cane. It'll be a cute little service about how the stripes on there represent the blood of Jesus and how the shepherd's hook is actually the shepherd's hook, and it's a cute little sermon and talk about Jesus hooking you. And it's a nice little cute sermon that they teach you in Bible school, and I know exactly how to preach that sermon without any work whatsoever. And you can kind of go through the motions of the holidays talking about the cute little candy cane. Nothing wrong with the candy cane. But how many of y'all today don't want to leave going, I could have got a candy cane at the bank? The candy canes were bigger at the bank. Come on, somebody understand? Candy canes. By the way, I have nothing against the candy cane. I like the candy cane. I have stolen more candy canes out of banks than I have pens. Can I get an amen? Notice the bank won't give you anything. They keep a chain on the pen. They're like, no, no. Take all your interest money, but they ain't giving you a pen. Don't you take that pen. I took one time. It's sitting on my desk, and it's just the sticky is at the end, and the chain's on it. I'm like, gotcha. I owe Montgomery Bank $9.5 million, which is the least amount I've ever owed them in my life. But I can tell you right now, I'm taking that pen. Come on, somebody help me right now. I'm taking that pen right now. You know where to find me. But I don't want you to leave with a candy cane today. I want you to leave with information and revelation that brings impartation that totally changes the trajectory of your life in 2020. Raise your hand if that's what you want. Raise your hand if you're really disappointed because you wanted a candy cane. I want to know how stupid you are. Raise your hand if you're like, I really wanted a candy cane. Got one lady in the back. I see you give her a candy cane. Now, here's what the Lord said to me. He said to me, part of the reason I had you preach the sermon about the Queen of Sheba is I am getting ready to do something supernatural for all my people, but I have favored during this season, listen to me right now, people of color. That's what he told me. People of color. People of color that have been misused, abused, stolen from, set back, and in particularly, your ancestors were held in a prison of slavery. All prisoners will be released. And sometimes there's something stalking certain groups of people, and it is a spirit of racism when God created you fearfully and wonderfully in His divine image. People say, some preachers are afraid to talk about color, and they say, I don't see color. And I always say, please never ride with this person because I don't want you to die. And when you get to the red light, they won't know if it's yellow, green, or red. Because I see color as in the beauty and the diversification of God created you exactly the color that He wanted you to be. And some evil men have dug pits and tried to suppress and hold back God's people. And while your ancestors were working for someone else and they were being abused by somebody else, God told me that this ties into you, especially people of color, that all property is going to be owed back to its original owners. And what was stolen from your ancestors, God is getting ready to give you a payday. Somebody ought to shout amen right now. Now, I know some people say, well, I'm white. It's not a white thing. It's not a black thing. It's just sometimes God favors certain people in certain seasons when there was abuse. Yeah. So many people in the church world are held back because they say this. You know, God doesn't want you to have any money. God's against money. You know, money is evil. No, the Bible said the love of money is evil. Money's not evil. It's good. It does great things. Sure, it does bad things, but it does tremendous things. And the church world, for so long, has thought that we are supposed to be busted and disgusted and on the backsides of the tracks. And we were basically a slave to the bank. We were a slave to the system. And God is saying, no, it is my will that you owe no man nothing but to love him. And I'm going to get you out of debt. I'm going to meet your needs according to my riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And when people see your house and your car and where you live, they're going to pass out. It says there, if you read the story of the Queen of Sheba, that when she actually saw the house and then she saw the provisions on the table, apparently it wasn't just baloney, said when she saw it, she fainted. One translation says she had no air. Another one says she just collapsed. In other words, it was so good, she said, I can't even believe this. That is a true story in the Bible about this person of color. Proverbs 24 Verse 3 says, through skillful and godly wisdom, a house and life, a home, a family is built. By understanding, it is established on a sound, good foundation. You win the lottery, most of the time they lose it. Sound foundation is put God first. Go to church. Go to Growth Track today. Go say, what is it that I'm supposed to be doing? I want that to happen to me. And verse 4 says, and knowledge shall its chambers in every area be filled with precious and pleasant riches. In other words, your house will be filled with nice things. A wise man is strong and is better than a strong man. His knowledge increases and strengthens his power. By wise counsel, that's what you're hearing today through the word, you can wage war. We're in a war right now. In America, we are in a war. There's wars everywhere. You're in a war. That's this battle that you're fighting. I'm talking to somebody right now. I'm talking to you here in this room and online at every campus. I'm your pastor and I'm speaking to you. This is not a normal life that you're leading. You're in a war and you wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of darkness in heavenly places. And so the enemy has tried to set you back for so long and get you in mental anguish from week to week thinking you're not going to make it. And God is saying, declare war back and fight this war, not in the flesh, but fight it with wisdom, counsel, and might that comes from this house out of me, your pastor. Now, I'm not the answer man for everything in the world, but I know this. God called me to pastor Faith Church. He called me to be your pastor. I will be your pastor at all these campuses for the rest of my life. But I don't know it all. But I know one thing for sure. I'm bored with the candy cane. I'm bored with tradition. I'm bored with church as normal. I'm ready for an impartation, revelation of revival. Look at your neighbor and say, that's my pastor right there. Now, you are part of a movement. When you get wisdom and you get to the point where you are right now, and many of you are there, you're at the point to where you're saying, I'm ready to enter into this new decade, not like, well, the ball dropped in New York, pull this little thing, got to go to the gym tomorrow because it's my New Year's resolution. I bought the gym membership for $9.95, but it is cancelable at any time with no penalty because I know for sure by February, sometimes around when I get the Valentine candy, that's going to go away. I want to be a wise steward of God's money. I don't want you entering that way. I want you to enter into that thing like a heat-seeking missile going, I believe that these are my banner years, and I believe that I can see clearly now what God is doing in me, and I've needed to be this age, at this spot, at this season, and just because it hadn't worked before doesn't mean it's not going to work this time, because now I am an agent of change. It is my jubilee. There's a woman by the name of Rosa Parks. I want you to put her name in your mind and maybe a picture of her up there. Rosa Parks. This woman, I think the next slide will show, this woman came onto a bus, and there's a statement, and it says, the bus driver back then, and they were armed because of the problems that they were having with some people of color not obeying their rules. He demanded the seats that we were occupying. The other passengers were very reluctant, but they gave up their seats. But I refused to do so. Think about that. Now, I was at the Black History Museum a few weeks ago in Washington, D.C. It's amazing. You should go. There's a beautiful yellow dress, and it is the dress in which Rosa Parks was wearing that day. They don't have any of the dresses from other people who were reluctantly, maybe I will, maybe I won't, maybe I'm an agent of change, maybe I'm not. All good people, and I understand, because pressure is real. Not throwing rocks at anyone. But thank God for a history maker like Rosa Parks, who said, you know what? Do what you got to do. Take me to Montgomery. Cuff me up. Hose me down. But I'm telling you what, come hell or high water, I will not willingly go back to that same seat. I'm seated with him in heavenly places. And I decree and declare right now, I am an agent of change. I might be a person of color. I might be Caucasian. I might be Asian. I don't care who you are. God designs you fearfully and wonderfully, and this is the season you've been waiting for. This is the time that you stand up and say, not one foot in, one foot out, reluctantly in or out. You say, I'm sold out to God, the things of God, the power of God, the way of God, the holy church of God, the holy scripture of God. That's what you do. Come on, somebody give him praise. I want you to go from that corner, out of that room, thinking that you are a servant. You are a slave serving people. Now, I don't want us to have a cocky attitude. You can be seated. But I do want you to realize that seat over in the corner, that ain't your seat. And that seat back up in there, kind of tucked in that far left corner, that ain't your seat. And that seat over there on the right, that ain't your seat. Even though it's in the front. And for God's sakes, the couch over on the left, where you'd be squeezed in with 19,000 other people trying to get close to the chief seats, that sure ain't your seat. Now, I realize I'm saying ain't, and it ain't good grammar, but it sure is good theology. I want to tell you your seat. Your seat is the chief seat of your life, and you are the CEO of your life. You are the chief cultural architect of your life. Somebody ought to shout amen. You've been in the wrong seat. Jalen wasn't supposed to be in the back of the Uber, not at his age, that pretty. He's supposed to be in the seat of choice, driving down the road with the top dropped. Even though it's 19 degrees in St. Louis today, it's got a heater that works, because God picked him, and more importantly, he picked God. God picked you. Will you pick him? It's going to be a quick work. Quick work, says the Lord. Come on, St. Louis. It's going to be a quick work. Quick work. Make an ugly, stinky face when you're doing. It's going to be a quick work. Quick work, says the Lord. You got to look like something smells bad. It's going to be a quick work. Quick work, says the Lord. Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm doing a new thing, says the Lord. Look at your neighbor and say, I'll teach you this later. I'm doing a new thing, says the Lord. Look at him, say, this is my favorite song in the whole wide world. Oh, yeah. I'm doing a new thing, says the Lord. Look back at him, say, you need to brush your teeth. It's going to be a quick work, quick work, quick work. Yeah, yeah, it's going to be a quick work. Come on, give God some crazy praise. We're almost done. I got way too much stuff to share. In the next service, you might want to stay for the next one, because it's going to be the other part. I brought way too much material. The bus that she was on was bus 2857. I got a picture of the bus when they There it is right now. It's in a museum. But there's another bus picture of where they found it. They found the bus, and it looked like this. It was in a field, and it was a storage locker from an old man who bought it, apparently an auction or farm supply or something. He was storing grain in it, storing tools in it. The bus that Rosa was on. But then because she was a history maker, the bus who only had a little bitty bit of value, when they found out through research that this was the physical bus that the world changer was on. Put up the next picture again. It shows that now up in Michigan, they said, we got to have that bus. Yeah. Now, there's a whole lot of buses that were running the streets of Montgomery, and no, there was no value to them. They were just tool sheds. But because this woman had taken the right seat instead of the wrong seat, the bus became a historical artifact that they paid him almost $500,000 for, and then they restored it, and they put it in there. I'm here to tell you that her dress, I've seen it. And before long, probably in Black History Month, I will go there, and I'll physically see that bus and take you on a tour of that bus, because anybody who has done what she has done brought the value of a regular bus to something now that is worth a ton of value. And I'm here to tell you that you are just as valuable as any other history maker, and that's why the devil has pushed you back so far. Come on, somebody. I'm talking about start saving some of your clothes because people are going to want to buy it. He wore that before he made the movie. She wore that before she met the man. And that all happened because you're making history. His story. His story. Jesus' story. History. Now, I've got to quit now. I'm just trying to figure if there's one more scripture that I know I have to give to you. Okay. Here it is. Chapter 11. Cast your bread upon the waters, for you will find it after many days. You have a portion of seven, divide it into eight, because you never know what evil might come on the earth. If the clouds are full of rain, they simply empty themselves upon the earth. And if the tree falls forward to the south or toward the north, in the place that the tree falls, there it shall be. He who observes the wind and waits for all conditions to be favorable will not sow. He who regards, listen to this, the clouds will not reap. Verse 6, in the morning sow your seed, in the evening withhold not your hand. For you know not which shall prosper, whether it's this or that or both alike. So many times, here's what I see so many people do. I might sit in the back of the bus. I will. Their reluctancy. They're one foot in, one foot out. They're regarding what the Bible says, the clouds. They're regarding the conditions. I'll dream big when things are better. I'll dream big when this changes. I'll sow big when that changes. I'll do this when my ship comes in. And my question is, did you ever send a ship out? Well, no, I didn't. Well, then it ain't coming back in, baby. You got to sow it to grow it. But first, before the Bible says, I will give seed for the sower, bread for the eating, and seed for the sowing. So God right now in your life is giving you breath and you're sowing it. I'm sowing it to you right now at all campuses. I'm preaching to Weldon and Earth City and Sunset Hills and Ferguson, Florida, and online and here at the church in Florida. I'm sowing my life, my life's work, my words into your worlds, even though sometimes the conditions aren't favorable. But I'm sowing that. I'm sowing my money going into next week's banner offering. Me and Nicole have made plans, made adjustments, actually physically moved and maneuvered money around, sold things of massive value to get us in a position to do what God has told us to do. So never judge a person's harvest if you don't see their seed. Some of you right now are knowing that next week is the week that God spoke to you for the first time to give $1,000. And you're like, it's not favorable, but I know in my heart I'm supposed to do it. I heard so many stories lately of people who gave $1,000, but then the next year they were able to give $5. And then the next year, this year, several people have come to me and said, when I started 3 years ago with this Jesus offering, I gave $1,000, then went to $5. And this woman told me last week, single woman, she came to me and said, guess what? On the banner year today, Jubilee, banner year 2020, the Jesus offering, I'm giving $10,000. She couldn't wait to do it because she knew that she gave when it wasn't favorable. And then God increased her and brought the favor into her life. So there's a couple questions you have to ask yourself. As excited as you got today because you know this is a word for you. Raise your hand at all campuses if you know this was a word for you that you needed to hear. If you didn't, you know, you just want candy canes, that's fine. Go to the bank tomorrow. If it's not a holiday, they will have them there and you can get them. And they're pretty good. I like them when you break them up in small pieces. But what you got was more than candy. What you got was revelation and impartation. And you guard this. and you leave today going into Monday knowing everything that you heard today was your season of change. That when I spoke to you about people of color, here's what the God said to me. He said, I'm going to bring an anointing of restitution. That's the word I heard. Write it down. Restitution. I looked it up through Google. I said, hey, Google, sorry, what's restitution mean? And here's what it says. The restoration of something lost or stolen back to its proper owner. Sounds just like what the Lord said to me, that all property is going back to its original owner. Restitution. So everything that the enemy stole from you, from divorce, dreams, lost time, lost health, lost revenue, generational anointings, God said, about people who have had families that were in abuse, and they were working on somebody else's land and didn't have time to work on their own land because they were in a prison of slavery, they're coming out this year. Now, I want you at all campuses to stand with me, and I want to pray a special prayer over you. I want you to believe that when I pray for you, that God is going to do something great in your life. Stretch your hands here and at all campuses. Come on, Sunset, Ferguson, Weldon, Earth City. God, I pray right now for your beautiful people. God, that you certainly have never lost a battle. And many of them have went through a lot of heartache, a lot of pain, even this week. But they went through it. They came out on the other side realizing I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. These are my banner years, in particular my jubilee. God, I pray for restitution upon every person, the sound of my voice, that needs to be restored in their mind, in their marriage, and in their money. I decree and declare right now that they're a part of a movement. They're a part of a jubilee revival that they're going to experience heaven on earth.
Well, I certainly hope you enjoyed the podcast today. And many of you have said, hey, I got some year-end giving that I need to do. I want to tithe and give and bless the church that's blessing me. And first of all, I want to say thank you. Thank you so much for your generosity. It enables us to help more people. So if you're curious, you can go to faithchurch.com and give online, or you can text the number 77977-FAITH-ONL and then the dollar amount. Again, the text is 77977. That's easy. Then FAITH-ONL. And the dollar amount. And of course, your tax deductible gifts will go a long way helping us help people. And I know the broadcast is helping you because you DM us on social media, you send us emails. And again, we just want to wish you a very, very Merry Christmas. And I hope to see you soon at the Faith Church.